Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 14th of December 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the unfortunately named Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has plans for national rollout of local TV channels. It's got a bit closer this week with 20 towns proposed, but all you're going to get is basic television, Freeview HD and that kind of stuff. According to Ofcom, the 20 sites that have been put up for recommendation, mind you, not absolutely there, is Belfast, Birmingham, Brighton and Hove, Bristol, Cardiff, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Grimsby, Leeds, Liverpool, London, Manchester, Newcastle, Norwich, Nottingham, Oxford, Plymouth, Preston, Southampton and Swansea in alphabetical order, no order of preference, so don't think you're under the wire. If you don't want an iPhone 4S but you fancy trying one, don't worry, because O2 has launched a pilot program called O2 Lease, and what it does is allows you to rent an iPhone 4S. The plan is going to cost you, wait for it, £55 a month. That includes 16 gig iPhone 4S, 750 minutes, 500 meg of data, unlimited texting, and O2's mobile insurance. You can get an upgrade to the 32 gig model, but it's going to cost you an extra £10 a month. Do you really want to rent an iPhone 4S at £65 a month? I don't think so. Google's Motorola Mobility takeover is pretty much dead in the water as it sits at the moment. The European Commission have said that they're not entirely happy and they're going to sit and wait for a decision. In August, Google said they wanted to buy Motorola for $12.5 billion, and that would have got their hands on 17,000 Motorola Mobility patents. Larry Page really wanted it, and he said it would enable them to better protect Android from anti-competitive threats of Microsoft, Apple and other companies. But the EU disagree, and they're not doing it. Damn thing. The Wikipedia founder, Jimmy Wales, has said that if the Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, makes it into law in the US, he will black out every single page in Wikipedia. He's not a man of idle threats, and he's very unhappy, and he says he's definitely going to do it. I'd be scared if I were you, US Senate. CERN have pulled back from confirming the Higgs boson. Apparently, them and someone else reckons that they may have got it, but they're not going to say anything. Atlas, which is the other place that does the high-speed tests with neurons and that kind of stuff, said, no, we're not confirming it either. They're waiting to look and see, but there's a possibility that they have. There's a chance that it's out there, but they're not going to say yes. Microsoft has released OneNote on the iPad and the iPhone, and it's free. Up to 500 notes are yours free of charge. As long as you keep deleting them, you can keep going for almost ever. But it's out there. It's $15 if you want an unlimited version through the iPad on an in-app purchase. And on the iPhone, it's $4.99. And OneNote is the only Microsoft application that's worth charging any money for in my book. Rara is touting out for money to be the cheap and easy solution to music service. Spotify, Deezer, Boink, 7Digital, We7, Last.fm, Mixcloud, Soundcloud, BBM Music, Music Unlimited and a host of other digital providers are out there, and Rara still thinks it's going to compete. Oh well, never mind. But they're talking about cheap and cheerful. They're not talking about high quality. I've got no idea what that means in real terms. I'll have to wait and see, eh? And the YouTube application for the Xbox 360 is rolled out. If you're in their preview program, then you can have a play with it. If you're not, you're going to have to wait for later in December, in quotes, but that doesn't say anymore. And Microsoft have also pushed out a cutesy game called Connectimals. It's $2.99 in the App Store, and I've no idea what it does, but just on the picture alone, it doesn't look like I want to buy it. And finally, we go over to our crap for Christmas with Santa, and we hope that he's okay after his brush with the RAF. And for the benefit of Mr. Kenny and Mr. Madden, I'll just hold on for a second. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
How you doing, oh God? Hello, you and oh God, yes, I've got a terrible cold. I caught something when I was at a real chill. You're going that fast, you know, it's really any of those bloody jets. All night they were buzzing the sled. I think they got nothing better to do. Yes. Anyway, Yeah, crap for Christmas today is the Alienware Most Advanced Gaming PC. It's a 6-core Intel CPU with dual graphics cards. The spec on it, I'm led to believe, is rather impressive. However, it's going to start at $2,200. That's around... lost the bloody price. That's around £2,000. And for all of that, I'm sure you get something that's monstrously wonderful, but because it's Alienware, it's probably about 3 times the price it needs to be. So that's the Alienware Aurora Ultimate Gaming PC. Yes, don't buy it. It's too much money. Anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow on the answer phone, but I'm not feeling too good, I have to say. Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Thank God for NyQuil.
Thanks, Santa. We'll be back again on Friday with Bagel Tech as normal, and then we've got the photo show at 2 o'clock, and we've got the Mac show at 3:30 now. Don't forget the put back on time. And if you want to subscribe to the Google Calendar, all you got to do is go to the live page on the website, and you'll be able to get it right there, and it'll tell you everything right straight to your iPhone. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.